So let the faith keep you. And if you are struggling with something like Thomas was, Jesus was going to come to you and let you understand something just like he did Thomas. Learn, grow in the faith. Don't not believe. Amen. In all the stuff we're going through in our world, it may drive us to think differently about some things. And it seeks to drive us to despair and questions and, yes, even doubts. But as Jesus said to Thomas, don't not believe. Whatever is going on, and this is important, whatever is going on, the faith will keep you. Hold you. Keep you connected. Keep you connected to God. So do not despair. Do not give up, because these truths are there. He is with you, and he is not done yet. Amen? Let's pray. Father, I know as we, Lord, we live in a world now that we can't even hardly talk about things because we find ourselves on one side or the other. Because of that, we just want to give up. We worry, we're fearful. A lot of things we're going through, we just don't understand. But Father, I pray today that all of us would know beyond the shadow of any doubt that you are with us and that you're not done yet. So, Father, I speak into a life that's fearful right now. I speak into a life that's doubting whether any of this stuff is true or not. I speak into lives of people who are looking at things and they don't even know what to think anymore. And they're concerned and they're confused. Father, I pray that they would know you are with them and that you're not done yet. So, Lord, today, as we gather around this table, I pray, Lord, that we would realize your presence with us, that you are with us, and that you're not done yet. So, Lord, as we grow in our faith, help us to be kept by the faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen.